USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves again this afternoon to present a common-sense compromise he says both parties should embrace. It does include $5.7 million for a wall.
These are steel barriers in high-priority locations. Much of the border is already protected by natural barriers such as mountains and water. We already have many miles of barrier, including 115 miles that we are currently building or under contract. It will be done quickly. Our request will add another 230 miles this year in the areas our border agents most urgently need.
Trump called the immigration system a symbol of disunity and dysfunction around the world. He says the lack of border security results in the entry of illegal drugs and for criminals and gang members to enter the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
At the third annual Women's March, well-known speakers highlighted topics from women's rights to the partial government shutdown. Gloria Steinem preached the importance of empowerment in taking down the patriarchy.
Feminists too often believe that no one has ever experienced the kind of society that empowered women and made that empowerment the basis of rules and civilization. The price the feminist community must pay because it is unaware is confusion, division, and much lost time.
Organizers said it's difficult to estimate the turnout overall this year, but said almost 300 marches happened nationwide. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand held a meet and greet in Boone, Iowa before the march there and had some harsh words regarding President Trump.
Our voices matter, and that's why people are marching. That's why people want to go to the march today, because they want to tell President Trump, we don't agree with what you're doing, and you're harming my family, you're harming our economy, you're harming our communities. What we love is being destroyed.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer has ramped up the pressure for Labour to move towards backing a second referendum. He says time is of the essence for Brexit to be successful.
What the Prime Minister is doing now is not resilient. It's reckless. Ploughing on without a plan whilst the country lurches from one crisis to another. And this is crucial, reducing the time for credible alternatives to emerge.
He says holding a second referendum on Britain's EU membership has to remain an option. After lengthy meetings with the Turkish president, Senator Lindsey Graham called on Saturday for a slower, smarter withdrawal of American troops from Syria to avoid setting off a broader war and a nightmare for Turkey.
If we don't think this through, this is going to be a rock on steroids. If we get it right, we can begin to stabilize northeastern Syria.
Graham's trip to Turkey came after an aborted visit by the White House National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who left the country without meeting with the Turkish president. Infuriated by comments Mr. Bolton had made in Israel that Turkey would be forced to ensure that Kurdish forces were protected, he canceled the proposed meeting. A Belarusian model and self-styled sex instructor who last year claimed to have evidence of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election said Saturday that she apologizes to a Russian tycoon for that claim and won't say any more about the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.